To Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Report from Republic Broadcasting. DJ Barden is my name, and as I say, we are here today on this Saturday. Careful with the dates, but I was ahead here. On Saturday, the 16th of April, 2017, and recovering here in the UK from unprecedented weather here. We hardly ever get snow. My 7 years since we got serious snow before, but this week we got a dump of a foot of snow in Wales. And, of course, that causes havoc on the roads and scrambling to keep up. And we have a phenomenon here of the gritters trucks turning off upside down on the road because they've designed them about a meter too high on the back by the load of sand. And I can see at the center of gravity is the same. And I know in different countries, Canada, the base of how good they are at snow, although the best country in the world at handling snow and ice is the Finland, Helsinki. A very good documentary on that. They are the best, but they laugh themselves sick watching the Brits sliding around in the road that can't handle snow. But we do get a very perverse type of snow here. It turns to ice pretty quickly when it gets compact, and it's very hard to drive on it. But as we're saying to the board up in earlier on, the scandals are unending, absolutely unending. Here we have, later on into the major story of the day all the time is Brexit negotiations with the European Union. And I did a piece on John Statmuller's program last night, I think it was. And just going over the state of play so far, but the torturous carry on. And they've agreed to go to the second phase of negotiations in the new year, which is about trade. And that's where all the bust-ups will be. But I was saying in that, for those who want to, the European Union sitting on 12 crises, two or three crises are about most situations. You have the Brexit crisis, you've got Greece, Spain and Portugal, bankruptcy, and need to get out of the euro. They have the Catalonia crisis, Catalonians want to break away, for the same reason, the euro. And the Italian general election is coming, where there is pressure cooker going to explode this time. I know there's been something like 58 governments in Italy since World War II. It's shocking. But this time there'll be a radical party. I think it's called Five Star. They're led by a guy, young guy who's profiled in a documentary on BBC called After Europe. Four of the crises. The other crisis is ECB, the IMF and the World Bank blackmailing these countries in the euro. And then we have Viktor Orban in Hungary, a very tough man who has refused to cooperate with the European Union, put steel fences around his country with his military on the border. He has cut illegal immigration by 90%. Oh, Donald Trump, go and build that wall. But the amount of treacherous traitors, as we know, the Security Service, the FBI, and in the Department of Justice and Sessions, I mean, it's better going in there to clean up the swamp, Trump, and he appoints people who have absolutely cut his throat. And the other things going on, these different crises in Europe, crisis number seven, four Eastern European countries have ganged together now to oppose the European Union. They're within the European Union. They are Hungary, Poland, Czech Republic, and Slovakia. So, that's nasty. And in Germany, you have Merkel keeping her head down. She's in the bunker, trying to form a government. She has not been re-elected, but she's a caretaker chancellor of Germany, and she forms a government. If she doesn't, very soon, she's going to have most likely she'll make a deal with Martin Schulz, Social Party leader, which means you'll have a semi-communist government in Germany. John Stepner last night, he's an unstable politically. Nobody wants to see that. Like Germany, but I have great respect for the Germans. We do not need an unstable Germany. Worst of all options. And then we have the no-go areas in Brussels, Paris, of extremist Muslims who won't integrate. The media generally try and suppress what's going on. They don't cover it. And EU, economic growth in the European Union is stagnant. Britain is growing easily well. And unemployment here is genuinely down 1%. Because America, as we know, is 10%. But wages are low, and temporary jobs, minimum wage. And most of the wages here in Britain now, we reckon, are at 2008 level. That is, poverty problem. And this, nutcases running the European Union, there's no need. They're talking about developing their own army. That would be in opposition to NATO, kept the peace. America, the German, and they, etc. But this is kind of lunacy that's going on. And they're going to, after Britain leaves the European Union, they're going to try and force the 8 remaining countries that are not in the euro currency to join the euro. So there's 12 crises, possibly wipe out the European. But going back to broadcasting, the media, and information, this story this week of Disney, which is, if Trump approves this, I mean, he's cutting his own throat again. Disney to buy Murdoch's 21st Century Fox for $13 billion. We already have 95% of the media owned by state companies. And this is just something, and I'm quoting from the Daily Mail here. There's one major story about it. Disney has agreed to buy Rupert Murdoch's 21st Century Fox media empire for $39 billion, if it's confirmed last night. We'll see the entertainment giant take over control of Fox Film and TV production studios, which are responsible for UK Sky News, TV, etc. The Murdochs will create a new Fox company, which will keep Fox News and other major US TV networks. Oh, sorry, they're keeping Fox News. Well, that's a check myself. And that's a plus, to a certain degree, because otherwise Disney would have kicked Hannity off and took across off media, and Fox will turn into another CNN under Disney. That's absolute. And it said, a defiant Mr. Murdoch, 86, has sold Rupert Murdoch in geriatric, and his two obnoxious sons insisted the sale was not climbed down, and that it allows him to focus on his lifelong passion for news. I mean, his lifelong passion for disinformation. I mean, who does he think he's talking to? He said, I know a lot of people are wondering why did the Murdochs take such a momentous decision. Says, are we retreating? Absolutely not. We pivoted at a pivotal point. The guy writing this, James Burton, who learned to write, we've always said, this is quoting Murdoch, we will deliver more choices for customers, provide great storytelling. Storytelling, yes. You know, spin. Objective news, challenging opinion, and compelling sports. Well, they see that as entertainment. That's the way it's presented. We're proud to recommit to that promise and enable our shareholders to benefit for years to come through ownership of the two of the world's most iconic, relevant, and dynamic media companies. Oh, yeah. But the deal does not include News Corp and the family-controlled publishing company that owns newspapers such as Wall Street Journal, The Sun, and The Times. The Times in London is a vile newspaper. It's absolutely treacherous to the principle. It has no principle whatsoever. It had one time, but not anymore. You say it's a little bit better with The Sunday Times. But just the same guys involved in the phone hacking scandal in Britain, which was almost exclusively the Murdoch newspapers, and he had to shut down the News of the World, which was a major low-grade tabloid Sunday newspaper because of what they tapped the phones of the young girl who was murdered, Millie Dowler. And it really wiped him out. And it cost him hundreds and hundreds of millions of pounds compensation. And the cases are still going on. They're still, they were particularly hacking the phones of showbiz people. But all these showbiz people got a big compensation. But anyway, the company has made an $11.7 million bid to buy the 61% of Sky. It does not own. I say, this takeover is currently being investigated by Britain's Competition Marketing Agency. Well, I can throw that in the bin because the Britain's Competition Agency is non-existent. This merger mania is going on here. It's just disgraceful, as it is in America. But another story about this, who's writing this, J.D. Hayes of Natural News is writing the story. He writes very good stuff. This is CNN. The more fake news the network publishes, the more you're suppressed the truth, the trust. You're suppressed to trust them. That in one of the most outrageous defenses so far of CNN's chronic bad habit of publishing fake news regarding the Trump administration, one of the network's analysts actually suggested that the more fake news CNN publishes, the more you should believe them. This is David Frum, I think, that the guy was on talking, used to be a speechwriter by George Bush. And he's on CNN the other day trying to justify the crap. I mean, absolute moron. Over the weekend, the network's media explainer, Brian Stelter, who shows his name Reliable Sources, had a pair of guests on to help explain why the network's latest phony bombshell, last week's report on the Trump campaign, was provided early access to an email trove stolen from the Democrats by Russia. I mean, this Russia story is thrashed to death. It's total crap. Only within hours of publishing its latest attempt to prove the completely bogus Trump-Russia collusion narrative, the story fell apart when it was discovered that simple data had been misreported because they were never verified, which is what reporters are supposed to do with bombshell reports before they go live. But did CNN and other media idiots who parroted the BS ever bother to explain how the original reporting was so wrong? No, they didn't. And not only that, the most trusted name in news, in brackets, over the weekend concluded such lame excuses for which, very concocted, such lame excuses for why the story was wrong, that it makes real reporters and serious journalists like those of us here blush with embarrassment. J.D. Hayes, you must be a bit pissed when you wrote this. Anyway, as the Daily Caller reporter, Stetler, this is the CNN mouthpiece, trotted out Watergate reporter Carl Bernstein. Carl Bernstein was a CIA operative. It was revealed many years ago in the Nixon Watergate thing. I mean, and they made that film, which Robert Redford made, about Woodward and Bernstein. That was total crap. They were fed stories from Kissinger and the CIA all the time. And they're getting credit for breaking the story. No, they didn't. But another front and fake news carry on going back 30, 40 years. But Carl Bernstein, reporter, an anti-Trump pundit, David Frum, that's the guy. David Frum was talking through his rear end. I mean, he's trying to turn logic on its head. Both of whom avoided discussing how CNN got its own story wrong. Instead, they focused on President Trump, calling him a serial liar. But CNN, it's probably not worth reporting much on CNN. That's just such a vile report. I mean, total lies all the time. Non-stop. And just a second fake news story. Mainstream media created fake news as a way to delegitimize and dispose of Trump. That was very clear. Immediately after the election, this fake news thing really took off. And it was created for Hillary Clinton to nail it down in legislation and to start picking and choosing and banning news organizations that weren't pro the Clintons if she had won the election. That's simply the Clintons and the Democrats. But one phase we're in the media business, one phrase we in the media business have become very familiar with since Donald J. Trump dared to defeat the political establishment chosen candidate in November 2016, fake news, okay. He said, we've become familiar with it in the year that Trump has been president, not because the establishment media never intentionally misreported the news, but because the team was created out of a wide, the term was created out of a wide, a whole cloth by the same political media establishment strung by Trump's election to explain to low-informed voters how he managed to win. Well, it's now been established that nearly 5 million votes were illegally cast in the election, and the vast majority of them was for Hillary Clinton. And the same in this the Alabama election where Judge Roy Moore, I don't find him a repulsive individual, but there's something like 500,000 votes that weren't cast or not show up in the count. And the Supreme Court down there won't hold the ballots there to be destroyed. I mean, talk about skullduggery on a gargantuan scale. And again, Mr. Jeff Sessions, what are they doing with that? What are they doing to clean up the voting system? I mean, it's just beyond words. It really is. As the fake news is a big part of that, we're now told, and if you recall, shortly after the election, the spread of fake news was the big Russian operation until the lies morphed into Trump-Russia collusion to steal the election from Hillary. Shortly after Trump's victory, we began hearing Democrat-leaning groups and politicians in Hillary's failed campaign blame the big tech media conglomerates like Facebook, Google, for spreading fake news about Hillary. But they were specifically working for her relentlessly with their algorithms. Now, there's absolutely no doubt of that. But and then the saying here, finally, then the Washington Post became the first legacy media outlet to officially proclaim that Russia supplied fake news and was very likely responsible for Clinton's loss. Total lies. Citing a bogus report from some obscure, never-before-heard-of group, the Washington Post claimed that Russia-based anti-Clinton propaganda had been spread via hundreds of independent websites. We now know, we knew in the Barbie End, not a few years, 2 years ago, that Hillary Clinton organized a sale of 20% of America's uranium supplies to Russia. And as that guy, Larry Nichols, said, who used to work for the Clintons, the kind of a political hitman, he said, the first thing you do as a criminal, that you, when you've committed a crime, you accuse the people accusing you, you accuse them of the same thing. And that's what they're doing here. But another, I find this every day of the week, the way YouTube are reconstructing the sites, it's shocking. YouTube threatens to shut down Health Ranger, that's a natural news channel, over this podcast that discusses the FBI's routine obstruction of justice and forensic science fraud. And Mike Adams himself is writing this article that he's saying 7 weeks after the posting of a podcast that examines the FBI's corruption and cover-up regarding the Mandalay Bay shooting in Las Vegas, YouTube has threatened to censor the Health Ranger channel for obvious political purposes. Not complying with community standards, that's the wild phrase they use, which is undefinable. It's part of the worsening pattern of censorship of political speech by YouTube, which is owned and operated by Google, the police state surveillance giant, and that's what it is, of the net. Last year, Google delisted the entire naturalnews.com domain for 6 days for a completely fabricated technical reason, by the way. The Health Ranger podcast from Natural News was one of those. Anyway, we're coming up to the first break, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light.